We don't set boundaries. We're so lost in the world rather than understanding what it is that we really need within ourselves to make better decisions. That's the power that you have within yourself to reprogram your mind so that you can actually create the reality that you want to be living. It's almost like we're afraid to live. Death is coming for all of us. We're afraid to get out of our comfort zone. We're afraid to change. We're afraid to make the decision. Why? What are you fucking waiting for? What are you living for? You have to decide that. We all have this power, these choices that we get to choose every single freaking day. Do I want to actually live a life of abundance, freedom, peace, joy, happiness? Or do I want to just stay where I'm at and let it be how it's going to be? Am I going to just settle? The only person that needs to believe in yourself is you. If you're not creating the life of your dreams, what are you doing? Since 2018, I've helped thousands of people heal childhood trauma, overcome addiction, get off their anxiety and depression medication, and finally take control of their lives. Many have gone on to start their own business and become speakers, coaches, and leaders who are now transforming lives every single day. I've built a global community with over 3.5 million people, spoken on stages all over the world, and now I want to help you to do the same. If you've ever dreamed of becoming a certified life coach, making a difference and building a life of purpose and freedom, this is your moment. The LMP Coaching Institute is where healing meets transformation and passion turns into profession. Click the link below to apply now and be the change that you wish to see in the world. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another podcast on the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's a blessing to be alive. I'm super excited to be here with you. I hope you're having a fantastic day. I hope that you're pursuing your goals and your dreams. And if you're feeling like things aren't going the way they should be, they're not supposed to, okay? This is I'm just looking at live on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook. It's so great to be live with you guys at the moment. But also if you're watching on a replay on YouTube and on Apple Podcast or Spotify or Rumble, whichever platform you're listening to, Amazon Music, Audible, iHeartRadio, I welcome you to this podcast. It's such a blessing to be alive, you know. I don't really know what I'm going to talk about today, you know, and I never do, to be honest. I think this is the big thing for many of us is we try to be too perfect and we try to have it all figured out. And one of the things that you don't have to do is you just don't have to be anything else other than yourself. So I guess this episode is really going to be about you just being you. You know, just let yourself go. Stop being up so tense and shit and trying to pretend like you're something like you're not, or try to show up as something that you're not. Let go of a lot of dead weight when, you know, and I guess it comes back to giving a shit what people think of you. When you just don't care anymore and you're just really confident in yourself. And that's really what it comes from. I was teaching my students or coaches in my institute about confidence. You know, being a coach requires confidence, but where does confidence come from? Confidence comes from self-love. You know, what does self-love come from? Self-attention. Where does self-attention come from? Well, start looking at yourself, man. You know, we do a really good job at focusing on the external world. We forget about ourselves. So if you want things to start working in your life, you know, you have to start working within yourself for yourself. You know, program yourself for success. That's the power that you have within yourself, is that you have the power to reprogram your mind so that you can actually create the reality that you want to be living. Now, I'm just going to share with you some things that I've been up to. So I'm back in Poland, and because we bought a dog back in Dubai a few months ago, I bought this beautiful Pomeranian dog for my fiance for her 34th birthday. It was about the 10th or 12th of March or something like that. And obviously, you know, I wasn't considering buying the dog because we were only in Dubai for about 2 months. So I was you know, we're going to buy the dog and then what? Going to leave, give it back to the pet shop, you know? So it was funny because we were talking about it and she was like, no, we're going to take the dog with us. We're not going to just give it back. I was well, you know, we're not living here permanently. We're just here for a couple of months. So I thought we'll buy the dog and then we'll, you know, the dog will go back. She was like, what are you talking about? So anyway, you know, we made it to Poland and the property that I live on, it's pretty big. And when the dog goes out in the backyard, it's got a
lot of space to run, which is beautiful. But then it goes on the other side of the property, and then it's just all this bush and like trees and grass and long, and this little Pomeranian, little dog, you know what I mean? Like, I had to get the pest control to come because there's heaps of ticks and shit. So like, you know, had to prepare it all. And it's like, I'm doing all this stuff. I'm like, far out, man. This is like a child. You got to protect the child. It's almost like I remember my sister having kids and locking off the staircases from the little kids because, you know, they might fall on the stairs. So like having to do this, like for this dog, you know, having to like watch the dog. And I was like, immediately I knew that I had to create a perimeter where I was able to like fence it off so that the dog could go out, run around and not try and escape or whatever, because the property's got a fence, but then the dog was actually going under the fence because it's so small, there was little gaps and it was like escaping and shit, you know? So it's curious. It's only 8 months old, you know, it's curious. It's running around. So anyway, I went to the hardware store and bought some fencing and some sticks and all this shit. And I'm like, I'm going to do this myself, you know? So anyway, I was excited to do it because I was like, man, this is all right. You know, I feel like I'm a dad, you know, like doing this shit around the house and like, you know, getting a hammer and all this shit and fucking whatever, you know, you get the drift, what I'm trying to say. And so I did the fence, and then funny enough, like the dog started escaping underneath the mesh or whatever it is that I got, you know, to cordon the space, you know, but it was good because I saw, oh wow, you know, there's a lot of space. Now I can see the dog is running around, but anyway, kept escaping. Then it started jumping over the fence because it was only half a meter high. I thought, half a meter, there's no way the dog is going to jump over. I did, you know? So, you know, I was like, fucking hell, man. Like this dog, it just won't stay. It wants to get out. You know, it doesn't like to be like blocked off. So I went to the hardware store again today and I bought a meter fence, bought more of these like sticks that I'm smashing into the ground and then neckties and tying up this fence. So that's what I did today, you know? And, you know, funny enough, I think I did a good job. You know, I think even got things to like knock in the bottom of the fence to go into the earth so that she couldn't like dig under, you know, or go under the fence. But this is the boundary that I set for her, you know, and this is the boundary why I'm sharing this story with you, because we don't set boundaries, you know, we're so lost in the world rather than understanding what it is that we really need within ourselves to make better decisions so that we're respecting ourselves. You know, and I think if there's anything I've learned from being a coach, motivational speaker, life coach, someone who's of inspiration, someone who runs coaching programs, I help people to overcome the fear of public speaking, heal their childhood trauma. But now I help people to become online coaches and become a certified coach and build their social media platforms and escape the 9-to-5. You know, that's the big thing. That's the freedom, right? Is to escape the 9-to-5. And do what you love, do what you're something that you're passionate about and help other people, right? So through everything that I've learned, I'm like, if there's anything that was necessary, it was boundaries. I had to create a perimeter. It's almost like this backyard boundary that I've created for Toffee. That's what the dog's called, Toffee. You guys, some of you guys will probably know. But, you know, I'm creating the boundary and I'm saying, hey, you know, this is the space. Like you either stay in here, like you don't have a choice. You have to stay here. You know, that way now when we have the back door open, she can run out, she can go and play outside, she can shit outside, she can piss outside, do what she needs to do, and then she can come back inside. And a lot of us don't have that boundary. We don't have the boundary for life in general, what our goals are. We're wasting a lot of time. And I got to tell you that I'm with you because there's so many distractions. Not only do you have to set boundaries by respecting yourself, and where does the respect actually come from? It comes from loving yourself more. You know, if you loved yourself enough, man, you would make some amazing changes in your life if you loved yourself enough. You know, this beautiful analogy I'm learning from this dog, right, that we have. The dog, there's a bowl for the water, there's a bowl for the food. And she's eaten all the food, right? But she's obviously hungry. And my fiance's not home. And she's at the bowl and she's licking the shit out of this bowl that has no food on it. Right. And immediately, this is how my brain works. Like, immediately, I think to myself, wow, she's desperate. Like, she wants some food. And even if there's no food there, but she can smell that that bowl had food in it. So she is licking the shit out of that bowl, like, that she knows that that's where the food was. And how I related to that was like, I was like, your success. And your change and your evolution and you like living your best life
It comes from being hungry, desperate. Like, you need to freaking want it. You have to sometimes just be in that, you know, like the dog, like when it comes for her to have her second meal, like obviously any meal, she's jumping up and down. She's going nuts. She's like, oh my God, it's food there. Wow. Come on. Like, come on, jumping up and down and shit. And a lot of us are not like that for our dreams, for our goals, for overcoming the challenges, for overcoming. Like, we should be jumping up and down. Like, once you know that there's something out there that can help you, you should be going for it. Like, come on, you know? And we're not. And it's like, why? What are you fucking waiting for? What are you living for? Are you living to die? Like, legit, I was talking to my dad because I'm going to get married in Poland, right? And my parents are in Australia. My dad's 81 this year. My mum is 69. And, you know, they're going to be complacent, comfortable. And they're always saying, you know, got to go to the doctor. Got to do this, got to do that. And it's kind of shit for me because, like, I would love my parents to be at my wedding. But they don't want to come. You know, they're just in this mindset of, like, well, actually, I wouldn't say my dad doesn't want it. My mum, she's just very, like, stuck in that. I'm living in Australia. This is where I live. I'm not traveling anywhere. I don't want to get on an airplane. It's too far, all this kind of stuff, you know? So, like, I'm not trying to challenge her at all because I just don't want to force anything, you know? But a dream of mine was to have a Polish wedding. It was to get married in Poland, and I'm going to do it, you know? But I was talking to my dad, and I'll tell you why this will relate to what I'm just sharing. I was talking to my dad, and I said, listen, man, I said, you're 81. I said, what the fuck are you afraid of? Or getting on a plane and dying. I said, fucking take the risk to come to your son's wedding. I'm like, we're going to fucking die anyway. A time is coming for all of us. You know, like, what are you trying to protect? You know, so, I mean, I get it. Like, what are you trying to protect? Oh, what if something happens on the airplane and then, you know, God forbid something happens bad. You know, it's like, well, fuck, you lived life, but you know what? Could have lived until you were 100. Of course, you know, but I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of, like, limitations that we put on ourselves. It's almost like we're afraid to live, you know, more so like death is coming for all of us, you know, like we're afraid to get out of our comfort zone. We're afraid to, like, change. We're afraid to make the decision, you know? And yeah, this is just a reminder of, like, you know, life is short, you know, it goes, it ticks. I'm 41 this year, like, crazy, man. I think about, I'll be honest, I'm 41, man, but I still, besides the fact that, like, I'm getting a bit of pains in my knees and shit sometimes, in my neck, fucking after mowing the lawn, after, because this is like a 1500 meter block, and as soon as we got back to the property in Poland, I'm like, fuck, the grass is too long, got to get the pest control, the dog's got to run around, can't let the dog out until I've mowed the grass. So I mowed the grass, took me 2 days with the lawnmower, and fuck, I screwed my neck up, you know. And I was in so much pain. I was like, fucking hell, man. You know? So I guess the age, you know, you get a bit sorer, this and that, bones, whatever. But I still feel like I'm still in my 20s, you know, 27, 28, not necessarily the immature or like whatever, because you're so much wiser. As you grow, you're so much wiser. And this is the thing for a lot of people. A lot of people feel like, oh, it's too late, or I can't change, or this is what it's always been like, and this is how it is, and all that kind of shit. And it's like, man, the power you have and the knowledge that you have, especially if you want to get into the self-help industry, especially if you want to help others, like, you have a gift you don't know about, you know? You have so much wisdom and everything that you've been through. Like, I, and this is the great thing that I want to share with you guys, that, like, I didn't go to some university, college, whatever. Sure, in 2014 and 15, I did project certificate 4 in project management development or some shit, project management. And I did another certificate 4 in training and assessment, right? Was I a study freak? Absolutely not. I don't like school. I don't think I ever will. You know, I'm just being me. I found my passion. I discovered I had a fear of public speaking. I overcame it. I did some courses. I got, and when I say courses, like, it was something like being in a Facebook group and following, like, a video, one video a day, watching 4 or 5 minutes or 6 minutes or 7 minutes of someone talking about a specific action to take. And then I posted a video in a Facebook group. That's how I woke up, right? Because I was in a positive, supportive, encouraged community on Facebook that inspired me. And then all of a sudden I found this passion for motivational speaking, for coaching, for teaching, for being more authentic, for learning to love myself. That was the key. I always say that. Self-love is the secret to success. Okay. And so what did I do with that? I invested in my personal development. I worked with some coaches. I invested in my speaking. I did a lot of these things, right? And so now what happened? Now what's going on? I'm teaching other people how to start their own coaching programs, online business, social media. Like, I didn't go and get some degree. I didn't get some sort of like certification. Oh, you know, before I can teach someone, I need to go and like put all that together and like get someone to tell me that I can do it. No, I realized that, man, I got a lot to give, you know? And all you can do now in this day and age is create something so powerful for people that they'll want to buy it from you, and you can sell it to them and they can invest in your programs or your product or service or whatever that is that you've got. And then they're going to change their life. If you've changed your life because you've overcome something, you have something so valuable that people need. You know, a lot of the times we cancel ourselves out, but we don't realize. And I remember listening to Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi when they were talking about this, and they were just like, the knowledge, the self-help industry is booming, right? And I really didn't get the full grasp of what they were saying and sharing, but now I do because I've done it myself. But it's true, man. Like, there's something so valuable about personal experience. There's something that is so valuable about being addicted to drugs, alcohol, sex, porn, whatever, like whatever it is like that you've been addicted to, or whatever it is that you've overcome, whatever trauma or pain or fear or doubt or whatever that is, that toxic relationships, like, ladies and gentlemen, you know, like, there are so many people that are in narcissistic relationships, that are in really fucked up relationships. There's so many people that are struggling with anxiety, depression, you know, mental health issues. There's so many people that are struggling with insecurities, doubts, fears, overthinking. So many people out there that are living a shit life that they don't want to be living, but they don't know how to get out of it. And you could be the person that overcomes something that you're struggling with right now, and then you create a program for them to learn from so they can do the same thing. That's the crazy part about it. That should inspire you to go, oh my goodness, like, if you're in a toxic relationship right now, for example, let's just say, for example, you're in a toxic, could be a marriage, could be a relationship. It's been 3, 4, 5 years, 10 years. It's abusive, financially abusive, emotionally abusive, physically possibly abusive. Maybe there's been sexual abuse as well. And you're just like, this is fucked. Like, what am I doing? And then maybe you find yourself in a job that you don't like, but you're just doing it because you've got to bring some money to the table. Maybe you're a single parent and you're doing this, and maybe you've got some trauma from previous relationships that were really hard, hurt you, and you've never healed from that. And now you find yourself still not living a life of purpose or happiness or joy or peace, not experiencing that at all, really struggling financially, stressed. It's just, life is just not like going the way that you thought it'd be going by now. You never envisioned this kind of life, but this is how it's for you. And now you sit here and you go, oh my goodness, like, I'm just here to plant the seed for you and remind you that, hey, you know, like, if that's you, if the, any part of what I just shared with you is you, is, if that's you, man, you're sitting on a fucking gold mine. Like, if you want freedom, all you got to do is you got to overcome that shit. You got to fucking take some action. You got to show up for yourself. You got to learn to love yourself. You got to heal your shit. And then once you do that, like, the amount of people that have gone through my coaching programs and never knew they would be coaches, but when they started doing the work and they started healing themselves, they discovered they wanted to help other people. And they were also very shy about it at the start because they didn't know that this was going to happen. But it's like, it's an amazing, amazing journey to be on that, you know, and this is really how we change the world, because we change ourselves, you know? So yeah, it's pretty awesome. You know what I mean? It's such a blessing, and to be able to do what I do, you know, to help people to start their own like online businesses, become coaches. But I never envisioned this as well until I met my fiance. She's like, Luke, you should be doing this. Like, you know, I'm helping people become hypnotherapists in Poland, you know, like, you could be doing the same thing, helping people do that as well, you know?
But again, because I've got so much going on, you know, I couldn't see it yet. And she planted the seed like, you know, many times, and eventually it stuck. And I was like in Dubai and I'm talking to her and I'm like, we started this in November. I'm like, I think it's time now, you know, it made sense. So, you know, you just don't know where your success is going to end up, but that's the fun part about it. You know, that's the, I've always said this from day one, when I first started, that life becomes unpredictable and you're not supposed to know all the steps. You're just supposed to get started. And as you get started, man, you just make sure you're in the right environment. Because when you're in the right environment, you're surrounded by positivity and inspiration and people that give a shit about you. And you're in an environment that's uplifting and constantly like, let's go. What are we working on? How are we growing? How are we becoming better? Where can I ask questions? You know, how can I connect with like-minded people? Man, life becomes amazing. You know, like get out of the dysfunctional shit, right? Like life is supposed to be exciting. And if it's not for you, well, then just ask yourself some questions. You know, you got to make some changes. Otherwise, you just keep doing the same shit, man. Right? Like, you got to wake up and realize that, you know, life is always teaching you what you need to learn. But if you don't pay attention to the lessons, you'll just keep being on repeat. And many of us have been like that for many, many years, just completely on autopilot, unconscious living, not realizing that we're just doing the same shit over and over again, expecting different results, but not evolving. But then we're complaining to people, we're gossiping about others, we're like whinging and whining and shit. And it's just like, man, no point of whinging, just fucking change, man. You know? And then you say, well, I can't because of this and this and this. Well, it's like, well, you got to get to a point like the dog is licking the bowl because it's so hungry, it's desperate for food. But even if there's no food, it's still going to lick the bowl. You know what I mean? Like many of us are just not even that. You know, we're not desperate enough. We're not like in that place. And sometimes the thing is necessarily not about being desperate, just more about being hungry and knowing that, you know, I've got a limited amount of time here on earth and I really want to make the best of my life. I want to make sure that I'm living my dream. And if it's not that I'm living my dream right now, well, then maybe these circumstances and situations that I've, you know, come about and what I'm living right now was a lesson. I had to go through these experiences and maybe this is how it is right now. And I've got to fucking evolve out of it. You know, it's not the end of the road. It could be just you having to turn right and creating another road for yourself. And I know it's scary. It's unfamiliar. It's not comfortable. I get it. But that's the whole thing. No challenge, no change. You know, being comfortable is not where the growth is. That's where you're just going to stay the same. So you have to make better choices and decisions for yourself. And that's why you would listen to this podcast, you know, because you want inspiration. You want to surround yourself with some good energy and some positivity because positivity is a superpower. You know, I learned this very on, but another thing as well. So obviously I finished the fence, you know, awesome. Like it, seriously doing it, I probably could have got someone to do it for me. You know, I'm not an expert in fencing and shit, but you know, like I'm satisfied that I was able to do something for the dog to make sure the dog doesn't run away. And I look at it and go, yeah, it's a bit of a bodge job, but it does the job, you know? And now I'm like, well, fuck, how am I going to get the lawnmower in so I can mow the grass there? Because it's all fenced off now. I'm like, I'm going to have to cut something, create a fucking door, all this shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's like Luke Mindpower is having to step into fucking handyman mind power or some shit, you know? Anyway, but the other thing that I was doing this morning, you know, and I was monitoring the time just because I'm very conscious of, like, how many of you guys are seamlessly scrolling on TikTok or Instagram, Facebook, even YouTube shorts, and you just continue to scroll. Like, you know, it'll be fucking, you know, Donald Trump in the UAE, Donald Trump in Qatar, fucking airplanes, some building, some big thing in China, just like from video to video to video to video, it's just like scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. Bitcoin, fucking crypto, some shit, like, you know, how many of you do that? Like, and how many of you actually keep scrolling and then you look at the time and it's like, it's been 20 minutes. And then you just keep scrolling and you watch and then you scroll again and then you look again. It's 6:30 in the morning. It's another 15 minutes gone. And then you keep scrolling. And then it's another 10 minutes gone. And then you keep going. So this wasn't an experiment that I was doing, but I was scrolling on TikTok this morning. And I was like, because I don't do it very often because I'm just got too much going on. I'm not don't have the time to waste, you know, but I was just observing what was happening and I was okay to do it because TikTok pretty much is the news. Like, I don't watch the news. I don't like sit on TV and go, let's go to whatever channel, Fox News or whatever channel, CNN or BBC or whatever, like go and watch the news. I don't do it. It's just too much negativity. But if you want the news, I mean, just go on TikTok, basically. And that's kind of what I was doing. I was like, okay, look, it's been a minute. I want to see what's happening in the markets, you know, because I do a little bit of trading and buying stocks and crypto and all that kind of shit, you know. And I've learned that the markets basically fluctuate according to the news. Like whatever's on the news affects how the markets are either going up or down. And so I haven't been paying attention. I don't know what's going on. So that was my excuse that I was like, okay, look, I know you don't do this. I know you don't scroll so much. I know you don't watch the news and shit, but it's fine. Just go on TikTok and just check out what's happening and watch some of the shit just to see what stuff is being spun. Because the truth is I don't believe all of it anyway, you know? So the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because I'm just picking up on like how many of you are doing that and how often are you doing it? Because if you're doing it very, very often, man, you're wasting a lot of time, you know? And this is time that you could be investing into your journey, your healing, your transformation, your business, like your new life, you know? It could be time that you're investing in working with a coach or working with someone that could actually help you to achieve a goal that you're struggling to achieve, or could be time that you're investing into listening to a podcast or motivational speaker or something that's going to teach you something, right? It's really, really addictive. And I guess this is what I also am aware of, you know, scrolling on social media. Yeah, I was like in it, you know, I was observing what's going on. I'm like, damn, yeah, this is good, man. Like they know what freaking like videos to show you, to hook you in, to get you to watch, you know, to get you to stay there. And you just like scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And we really, really, really can like lose ourselves in this social media virtual world. You know, so why am I sharing this with you? Because this is the whole point of what I'm explaining this to you about how you program your mind. And, you know, your brain and your reality is just a reflection of everything that you consume, how you show up, how you feel, like what you manifest, what materializes in your life is basically a reflection of what you're learning, what you're taking in, what you're processing, what you're watching. It affects you. You know, so hence why my discipline is very high and it's really important for me because I want to be the best that I can be to lead, to teach, to inspire, to coach. I can't be the best if I'm continuously watching things that bring me down or make me feel like something bad's going to happen or living in fear. When I don't watch the news or when I don't pay attention to what's happening around the world, guess what? I'm living my best life. Like everything is peaceful, you know? And I don't have to think about what I can't control. So give yourself permission to focus on what you can control. Give yourself permission to stop nagging and complaining about what you can't control and focus on how can I be the change? How can I make a difference in the world? Because you got the power to do it. And getting too involved and lost on social media is just going to force you to live maybe more in fear and be on a lower vibration because you're constantly either comparing yourself to other people or you're getting lost in shit that you just can't control. Rather than going, hey, what are the next most important five things that I need to achieve for myself so I can move the needle a little bit more and achieve more of my success of what my goals are, my dreams are, and where I want to be in fucking 12 months' time, you know? Because again, you know, life is all about fulfillment as well. You know, it's about doing things that are meaningful, achieving things that make you feel like you're alive, doing things that make you feel happy and positive and uplifted and peaceful as well. Right. And when we're consuming too much, you know, it takes us down the rabbit hole of stuff that we just don't even need in our life. So that's just your warning. And just pay attention to that because obviously you're watching now and you're using social media, you know? So I'm grateful that I'm able to connect with you on all of these amazing platforms. But of course, you know, what's the Luke Mind Power podcast about? It's about personal development. It's about success. It's about your peace. It's about your freedom. It's about you living your best life. You know, it's about self-awareness. You know, it's not about making you feel like shit sure, maybe you'll be triggered and maybe you'll be like, oh my goodness, I needed to hear that. Oh, thanks, Luke. Thanks for sharing that. Maybe sometimes you'll come off the podcast and go, oh my gosh, I feel so bad because I've been in my own way for so many years. Yeah, but that's not the point of the thing. The point is your level of self-awareness has gone to another level. That's the whole point. You know, I may, and I know that sometimes I do say things that can trigger people, but again, remember, the intention of my podcast is never to hurt your feelings, but it's to wake you up. And sometimes we need to be screamed at a little bit, you know? Sometimes we need to hear it in a different tone rather than just going, you know, believe in yourself. Just believe in yourself, you know? Believe in yourself and you can do it. You know, if you love yourself a lot, like if you really like show up for yourself and you stay consistent, you're going to be, you know, you're really going to like achieve your goals and, you know, just go to, you know, get some exercise routine happening and try and show up for yourself and, you know, make sure you surround yourself with positive people as well. And, you know, make sure when you're driving, don't waste your time and listen to music and make sure you put a podcast on when you're driving as well. And, you know, be aware of the conversations that you're having with people, you know, because maybe they're very negative and that's what's bringing you down. You know, maybe the people in your life are not supportive and you need to, you know what I mean? Like if I was speaking like that on my podcast, like I doubt that I would have as much impact as I have when I'm really speaking with powerful energy. You know what I mean? Like, so that's the difference. You know, you got to show up with a little bit more oomph. You got to, you know, power up. You got to, you know, give to yourself more so that you have more to give. You got to give to yourself more so that you have more to give. So many of us, we get this twisted. It's selfish to look after yourself. It's, you know, that's being self-centered. It's all about you. Yeah. You just think about yourself. I'm like, of course it fucking is. It's supposed to be about you. You're the one that's living your life. No one's going to live it for you. You have to live with you for the rest of your life. So like, get with it, like get with yourself, man. Come back to yourself, you know, fix yourself, because once you give to yourself and you realize that, man, like you can't take everyone with you up the mountain. The staircase is only for you. Every time you take a step, the other step behind you disappears. You're not supposed to freaking step back down. You're supposed to keep going back up, and you can't take anyone with you because this journey was meant for you to go first so that you can fix yourself with yourself, for yourself, and nobody else. So if it means healing and overcoming your pain and whatever it is that you've been struggling with, and it means doing it alone, doing it for yourself and leaving others behind, fucking good. Because you're no good to no one if you're not the fucking best that you can be, right? Sure, you might be okay to help others and if you're not the best you can be, but ask yourself, how do I want to be? You know, do I want to feel drained? Do I want to feel low? Do I want to feel not good enough? Do I want to be not where I want to be? Or do I want to like actually live a life of abundance, freedom, peace, joy, happiness? Do I want that? Do I want fulfillment? Do I want to like, you know, be in an environment where I have like good people around me? Or do I want to just stay where I'm at and let it be how it's going to be? Am I going to just settle? You have to decide that. We all have these power, these choices that we get to choose every single freaking day. And I know that as you listen to the Luke Mind Power podcast, you may not take action straight away. And maybe your action will come 6 months later. You know, maybe it'll come 3 months later. But maybe you're ready now. You know, maybe today's the day. Like, and I'm just the catalyst for your transformation and for your change right now, because you've been stuck in a rut. You've been going in circles, going around and around and around in circles, thinking that life is just going to change and something magical is just going to happen. And you just needed to come across this live, you needed to come across this video, you need to come across this YouTube, you need to come across this Apple podcast, you need to come across Spotify, wherever you're listening, TikTok. And you're like, damn, I needed to hear this, man. This is a sign I needed to hear. How about the signs, eh? Fucking hell, man. We were driving to Warsaw in the traffic yesterday and my fiance's like, 23, 23, 777, 29, 29, 229. It's like, pew, 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 pew. It's like God of the universe is like, follow the signs, another sign there, it's coming everywhere, you know? Yeah, man, like follow the signs, like freaking hell. If you, maybe you're watching this and you're like, God, give me a sign, like give me a sign that I'm going in the right direction, ask and you shall receive, you know? And there'll be signs everywhere, but most of us are just sleeping, you know? We're sleeping, we don't even see them. You have the power. to ask, right? But I just became so tapped into this when I first started this journey. And I was seeing this stuff before because my first girlfriend, her birthday was 11-11, 11th of November. So I didn't become aware of that until later. And then I was like, wow, even from when I was 17, the signs were there, but I didn't pick up on it. And then my birthday, 22nd, I see 9/22 everywhere, September 22nd, you know, 22/9, even the opposite. I wonder what your synchronicity is. What's your synchronicity? What's like, write in the comments, what's your sign? What's your number? 11/11, 22/22, 11/22, like 9/22, you know, like these, I'm telling you, man, I'm going to finish this podcast on this point. You know, whatever your belief system is, whatever you want to connect to, you know, like I'm inspired by Jesus. You know, I love that guy. He's amazing. Like, you know, I believe in God, you know, I'm connected to that. Right. But these numbers, you know, like whatever you feel is there for you to help you to go in the right direction, connect to that, you know. Maybe a freaking frog. I had a frog that found a frog in my bedroom. There's an episode on the Luke Mind Power podcast about Gilrod. There's a frog, found a frog in my parents' freaking cupboard. And I was like, how the fuck did a frog get into the house? And I was like, man, it's a sign. You know, the frog came to remind me that I'm going in the right direction, Luke. Like, go for it, bro. Keep going. Don't give up. Because I created a little canister for him. I was like, I'm going to keep him here, like in my room. And I thought I sealed it like really well. Guess what? The little bugger escaped. You know, he was like, nah, bro, I'm not staying in this little shit. I want to go outside. Set me free. I did. I took him outside and I let him go. You know, and that was like, wow, never give up. You know, don't give up on this little container, you know, that you're living in. Get out, mate. Fucking hit that roof off and get out. Escape. This is what I help people do. Escape the 9-to-5. It's the fucking shit, man. Yeah. But the synchronicities, ladies and gentlemen, man, honestly, like I remember living at my mum's house and getting in the car, that clock didn't even work properly, but I would get in the car to go to the gym. Old Toyota Camry, like 1998 model. Get in the car, 333. You know? Get in the car, 444. You know? Microwave, my parents' house, the microwave, 12:12. Like, and the microwave, the clock is wrong as well. Like, I'm just like humming because I'm like, okay, I'm getting in the kitchen. I look over. And the journey of success, you know, the journey of like growth, the journey of like perseverance, when things are not going your way, when you feel it's really hard, when things are just really hard, you're not where you want to be, life is shit, like it's just not happening for you, whatever. Believing is so important. Believing, you know, and sometimes like just saying, oh, believe in yourself or like believe in the process or whatever. It's not, that's not enough. Like it helped me, right? And some people could like say out there, oh, that's bullshit or that's coincidence, right? It's crap. All right, whatever. But fuck, it keeps happening. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care. Like, remember, whatever the mind can conceive, you can achieve. So my mindset was, I believe that God is talking to me through these numbers, through the frog, through the numbers that I see, the signs. That for me, that's, I'm like angels. There's angels out there that are having my back. They're walking with me. I can't even, you know, maybe Jesus is walking with me, his spirit, you know, I can't even see it. But, you know, all these synchronicities, all these signs coming along the way, is how you allow yourself to connect with that, which helps you to believe in yourself when you don't feel like believing in yourself. Helps you believe in yourself when things ain't going the way you want it to be going. Helps you believe in yourself when you're doubting yourself. Helps you believe in yourself when you haven't achieved your goals or your dreams yet and you feel like giving up and you see a sign. And all I can say, guys, is that is what I have done that has helped me to get to where I'm at. And what it means for me is that I'm in alignment. I'm going in the right direction. What it means for me is believe in yourself, Luke. Keep going. What it means for me is it's all going to work out, bro. Keep going. So I invite you, if you start seeing synchronicities, or maybe you have been already, but you don't know what they mean, let them remind you to believe in yourself. Let them remind you that you're learning a lesson that you didn't know you needed to learn, and this is happening for a reason, and you've just got to keep persevering and pushing because something is happening in your life, right? And it's very easy to dismiss it, and I don't disagree with you. Like, whatever you think is right for you, go ahead, follow that shit, man. But I'm just saying, like, what has helped me and what's worked for me is I do believe in that shit. You know, it helped me to grow. It helped me to believe in myself. It helped me to keep persevering when I felt like giving up. You know, so follow the signs, ladies and gentlemen. And this is a sign for you that if you're watching this right now, or maybe it's a sign for you to get out of your dysfunction or place that you don't want to be in anymore, or you're not doing what you love or whatever, and come over this side, because it's not necessarily about the grass being greener, right? It's more about, you know, you being in control of how you water the grass and how you nurture the grass and how you love the grass. You know, it's about that, you know, because it's not about like, oh, it's going to be better over that side. No, you're the fucking creator of your life, ladies and gentlemen. You're the one that creates it. You're the one that waters it. You're the one that nurtures it. You're the one that chooses the decisions that you make. It affects everything that happens in your life. And you're like, well, the grass isn't always greener. Where on the other side, it's greener where they say it's greener where you water it, isn't it? Right? So just pay attention to the choices that you make, because you are the creator. And if you're not creating the life of your dreams, what are you doing? It's not too late either. Like, if you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Don't let no fool fucking tell you you're too old, you're too, can't do that, you're not smart enough, can't learn. Bullshit. If you're watching this right now, you learnt how to freaking show up and listen to a podcast. Once upon a time, you didn't even know how to use a smartphone. All of a sudden, you're using one. So shut your mouth. Anyone fucking telling you that you can't learn, you can't do this, you can't do that, that's their own fucking limiting beliefs. That's their own shitty mindset. That's their own way of thinking. Let them be them. You fucking be you. Take action. Believe in yourself. Don't let no one come in your way. And if people don't believe in you, that's fine. They don't need to. The only person that needs to believe in yourself is you. And you'll get it. You'll achieve it. All you need to do, the only difference between you and that version of yourself that's living their freaking dreams, is time. So all you got to do is envision that version and go, wow, what do they feel like? What are they doing? How do they live? What are they showing up as? Like, what are they doing? All this stuff, like, about that future life, and just say, wow, okay, let's take action. I got to take some sort of action for things to change, to evolve to that level. Time is the only thing. Doesn't mean that you can't achieve it. It's just time. Are you willing to persevere, willing to take action? Because in time, you'll get there. Okay? Guys, it's been a blessing to spend time with you. This is the thing that we have. We can't buy time. We can't get it back. You know, the last 45 minutes, I'm so grateful. I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for being here with me. Thank you so much for showing up. Wherever you're tuning in on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Audible, Rumble, wherever you're listening to the Luke Mind Power podcast, thank you for showing up. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. This podcast wouldn't be this podcast without you guys. So I appreciate you so much. Make sure you share this with your friends if you value what you're listening to. Someone might need this inspiration and need to, you know, make some positive changes in their life. But thank you for being here with me. It's a blessing to be alive. Don't give up on yourself. And if you want to escape the 9-to-5, click the link below, apply to our institute. And I can't wait to help you to change your life, and so that you can help others change their life too. Never give up. And I'll see you on the next episode. And follow the signs, okay? Follow the signs. Powerful belief system. Much love. See ya.